we had a testimony 2 Sundays ago of a man who joined our team that went on the road show. Remember that man's testimony? Paul King something. He joined them on the road show. He wasn't part of us at the beginning, but he had no job. He said he was just in town distributing CVs. He said he just arrived from Ankpa a few days before then. So he was going around giving out CVs in town looking for a job. Then he saw the team of the road show for Maranatha. So he joined them. He said, I'm not even doing anything. So he took flyers and began to go around with them. The following day for the service, he came to church to share a testimony. After sharing the flyers, he got a job as a security man. He wore that uniform and came here on the altar. And I remember I was making a comment that a security job, don't despise this though. Somebody who's thanking God for this seemingly small thing to some people. We share another one. Oh, Pastor Elvis, what happened last Sunday? That same young man returned and told Pastor Elvis, and he brought him to me here at the end of the service at the altar. That man who joined our team to share flyers for Maranatha, that man who got a job as a security man, and he was so proud to wear it to come to church. That same man has now got 2 jobs as a lecturer. He said because he has a master's degree. We didn't know that day. Master's degree was rejoicing enough for security job. And today he has 2 jobs as a lecturer. From that position, you can go to anywhere in this world. That is a Maranatha testimony. Everyone that drop a prayer point here in the course of that great event, rise on your feet, lift your 2 hands to heaven. Everything you wrote, let God deliver to you more than you wrote. Let the God who answered that young man begin to answer you now by fire. Answer you now by fire. Answer you now very, very fast. In the name of Jesus. When I say by fire, it means fast, fast. Hot, hot. Serve it hot. The person who was just thanking God for God leading her to this church and getting a house when she was houseless, rejoicing on top of that one. When cancer stage 2 came, the same God showed up for her. When you thank God for little, see, I will show you some things from the word of God this morning. If you just understand this one, many things that appear heavy to you will become weightless. Many things that trouble you will surrender to you. If you understand the things that the Holy Ghost will say from my mouth in this teaching, it has cooked and boiled, fried for me to serve you. To serve you, maybe 10, 15, just listen for a few minutes and catch something today. We are used to thinking that God is selective. He just chooses whom he wants to bless. No. God operates the covenants. That is the difference. And those who don't understand the covenants nor the operations of the covenant may be quoting the covenants and yet not be blessed by them. If you just listen to this today without prejudice, this blessing will last you forever. Amen. One more time to the God who gave us all those testimonies. Please lift your 2 hands to heaven. We can't even go through everything. But say, Father, we thank you. Everybody who said that, your own is the next one. Amen. Shout a louder amen. Be seated. Amen. Maximizing your God connection. Until you understand God to a point where you can boast of him, boast in him, and boast by him, you are yet to know him. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. I will make my boast in the Lord my God. You must be able to get to a point where you can beat your chest. Not just about your knowledge of God, but also by your understanding of the operations of the covenants of God. Let's take a verse as our main text for the next few minutes, then we'll pray. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. Even a Sunday school boy in this church can quote this one off head. But let's dig a bit deeper from the surface. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt with flatteries. But the people that do what? Do know their God shall be strong when others are crumbling, and they shall do exploits, result in impossible places. But we just jump to part two and just, we normally just roll around it. Know your God. He begins from part one. And such as do wickedly against the covenant. Covenant. The emphasis is what you do with the covenant. That is what determines your exploits on earth. What you do with the covenant. Those that do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt the flatteries? But the people who know the covenant and know what to do with the covenant shall do exploits. What is the covenant? You see, we don't even know what it means when the scriptures talk about covenants. Do you know the Bible? The Bible, many think the Bible is just a book of records and all of that. Yeah, but the intention in the mind of the Creator for granting us the scriptures. In fact, in some places, they are called oracles. The intentions, the major intention of the Almighty God for giving us the Bible is to serve for us as an encyclopedia of covenants. The Bible is a compilation of covenants. When you know the covenant and know what to do with the covenant, everything will work for you automatically. God is not moved by emotions. He's moved by covenants. Earlier on in the service today, a prayer was going on. I was just preparing for the service, and I was watching online, and I had a pastor, we had a prayer point, and I had a pastor saying, let us ask for grace to honor our parents. You don't need grace for that one. It's decision. Decision. Grace care. Do you need grace to eat when you are hungry? Food is in front of you and you are hungry. And you need to ask me for grace to be able to eat. How can? You decide to eat and you go. Even those of you who pray before you eat your food, you don't pray for grace to eat. You pray for God to bless it, to nourish your body. Is that not correct? You don't. How can you be asking for grace to eat? You just do it. That's how covenant works. God is not selective. God is mindful of covenants. He says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my... God can break his promise, so he does. He told Saul, I had determined that your family will rule forever, but I've changed my mind. But he never can break covenants. Instead of operating in the promise of God, graduate your life to walking in the covenants of God. Maximize the anointing coming on us today. We help each one to have an open mind, open spirit, and then the understanding and the energy to begin to maximize our connections to God. So, somebody knew him as the great provider. And so Paul the apostle, falling in that class, came and prayed for the church in Macedonia. And he said, my God shall supply all your need. My God. What is he talking about? He has understood God to a point that he has fulfilled a covenant and has seen you play your part in that same covenant. And know that God cannot deny himself on the covenant, so he must supply all your needs. When you know what the covenant stipulates, such that all your needs be met, and you play those roles that the covenant stipulates for you to have all your needs always met every time, then you can rest assured that God will keep his part. Rest assured. You can rest assured that God will keep his part. Because in Psalm chapter 89, verse 34, God said, my covenant will I not break. I won't break it. At one point he said, anyone who can stop the day from breaking, when it's time for the day to break, anyone who can stop the sun from setting when it's time for the sun to set is only such a person that can break my covenant with you. Calibrus capatese. So if he tells me, bring ye all the tithe to my storehouse, I don't see that as instruction. I see that as a covenant, because he told me what to do. And also told me what he will do after I have done what he's asked me to do. It's a covenant. That's why there's no human being on this earth that can use any biblical revelation to confuse me about tithes. No one. Nobody. You are free. You are free to do wickedly against it. That's the problem. But me, that I know about it, and I know my God to the point that he does not break covenant to 1,000 generations. I know that when I do what he commanded, he has no choice. I can go to sleep. He said, when I bring that to a storehouse, he will open, it's not my own, he said, he will open the windows of heaven. He will rebuke the devourer for my sake. They will not be able to tamper with the fruit of my farm. It's not possible. He said, I will become a delightsome land. That's what his promise. Once I do my own, I can show it to his face. God is not moved by, you can cry 30 drums of tears. If you are operating outside of the covenant, a luta continua. A luta. When I earned my first salary in life, NYC stipend, I took it to my father. I didn't hear that. It's not grace. I didn't pray for grace. I just decided to do it. It's not grace to do. Grace, what is grace? Grace is not for nonsense. I knew that I had to do that. He prayed for me. So I hooked myself to Ephesians chapter 5. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he now said, honor your father. I didn't see that as a letter. That's not a letter. For me, that is a covenant hiding in plain sight. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment. That is not written for decoration in scriptures. He says the first commandment. When you miss this one, other ones may not fall in place. That it may be, he now gave you the promise, that it may be well with you, and that your days may be long, that it may be well. I see a covenant I can operate so that it must be well with me, and that my days may be long on the earth. I saw that. That's why I can say boldly, no power on this earth can remove me before my time. It's not possible. And I know where the time starts. 120 years lower limit. That's when the time can start. Where? There's another covenant that says to me, he says, with long life will I satisfy you. So who is to be satisfied now? Me. And I've just declared when I will begin to be rounding up the eating, 120 years, we negotiate the time I will be satisfied. You will be on this earth if you don't run away to see me reach that age. It is covenant. All manner of things have come in form of death to remove me. They cannot. I survived a plane crash. And when I declare to you on the strength of that same covenant that the blessings will be yours, all you have to do is just to believe it. Your own covenant is to believe it. Believe the Lord your God, you shall be established. Believe his prophet, you shall prosper. So your own role to play in that covenant, just to believe it. And when I declare it, you say amen to it and begin to act like it, and no power will bring you down. We have had people delivered from kidnappers then, just hearing service going on here. God's word is not letters. Because you could see in the Bible the letter of Paul the Apostle to the Romans, the letter of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians, the letter. So you see it as letter. It's not a note written to you, not a letter. It's actually a compilation of 1 million, millions of covenants. You just look at a verse of scripture and you see a covenant jump out. When I do this, I will get this. So I need to do this for my God. Then he will have to do this for me. Understanding God to that level, Daniel says, you will do exploits. Understand God as your great provider. Understand all the demands of the covenant of divine provisions. All the roles you have to play. Because whatsoever a man sows, covenant is, that is what he shall reap. You can't use prayer and fasting to confuse that. Just find in this encyclopedia of covenants what areas contain the things you desire from God and play your part. And then leave the rest to God. When you are a helper of the helpless, you can never be left helpless. It's a covenant. We heard that last Sunday. Let us begin to see God not anymore as an emotional God who just gives to somebody who has cried enough. In our early days as Christians, when we go to crusades, the evangelists will make us to cry. They will say, until you cry, you are not repentant. So he's crying. So some people want to go home on time, just start crying from the back. But if you are in front, until they see tears on your eyes, you have not been saved. God has not heard you. The thing that God hears based on the volume of tears shed. He hears based on the covenant. When you come for salvation, what did he say you should do to be saved? Look at it and do, and you are saved. There's no argument, no sweating. When you know God as your great provider, you will never be afraid of the needs that are staring you in the face now. You will get to a point to understand God that even when there is a deadline, he can surprise you with a last-minute miracle. And there are people that will get that this week. Lift your hands to heaven. Even when there is a deadline now, I decree on the strength and the authority of my covenant-keeping God that every one of you that you have deadlines staring you in the face between now and the next Sunday service, you have encountered your shocking testimonies. If that is for you, shout a louder amen. I think I'm shouting too much. Let me lower my voice. I began to sweat. But just know that God's word is a compilation of covenants. Go and look for it. Go and check it out, and you will find it. Let me try to round up. In your dealings with God, how do you trigger this covenant to work for you? Number one, you need to find God on your own. See, on my own. The only thing that many people know about God is what somebody told them about him. That's a shame to a believer. Paul said, my God. He didn't say God shall supply your need. The one that I know. He said, the one that I know, you cannot fail. That's what he's saying. He didn't say God shall supply. That's too general. My God, the one, see, he was in a shipwreck one time. Paul was in the midst of a battle over water. Acts 27 and 28. He was heavy. And he woke up in the morning and said, hey, everybody, don't be afraid. They were in the midst of the storm was happening. Acts 27. He was in the midst. He said, no, don't be afraid. He said, that my God, whose I am and whom I serve, Kalibu Zahita, sent his angel to me this night. And the angel said, there shall be no loss of life. Nobody died, though. They lost everything. Nobody died. Lift your hands to heaven. Let me boast of my God over your life. He's a miracle walking God. He's a miracle walking God. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's a miracle. Lift your two hands to heaven. Everybody who's in a turmoil, it's like the boat of your business is about to capsize. It's like the enemies are at the gate ready to laugh at you. It is like everything's about to shut down. Lift your hands in honor of this my God that I serve. I decree today by the God that I serve, whose I am, that which is about to sink you become a stepping stone to your bigger liftings. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Like Paul said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So now I declare over your life, my God shall turn that situation around. Everything shall come back in your favor by Christ Jesus. 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 You must find him on a personal note. So where prayer is important now is, God, reveal yourself to me. I've heard of you by the hearing of the ear. Now let my eye see you. If by the time you know him, to the level you ought to know him, you will see a storm and you will move towards it. That is what David did. He saw a lion and moved towards it. Why? My God is able to deliver me. He said, the God who set me free from the lion, you are coming down. You need to know God by yourself. So please pray, Lord, show yourself to me. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. Not as pleasing men, but as pleasing God, who does what? Which tries our hearts. Kali zohishta zahishti. He tries the heart. The moment that he finds what he finds in your heart as pleasing to him, he may displease. So David came and prayed. Listen. He said, I am not afraid of 1,000 that rise against me. You know why? These 1,000 are not pleased with him. But David knows that God is pleased with him. That's the confidence. Whatsoever we ask of him, we receive. Such a confidence. Why? Because we keep his commandment. We keep our part of the covenant. And we do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Your number two prayer this week: Lord, help me to know and to keep doing those things that please you. I'm not living my life to please men. The people, human beings that you are pleasing today, they will be your principal prosecutors tomorrow. Are you pleasing men? Because we are preparing our way before the Lord for next year. Some people are waiting for the year to start. We have started the year already. We are already unlocking doors. We are already dealing with principles and powers. We are already taking possession of territories. Make sure you prepare. The year that is coming in shall be our year of the Lord's favor. You will see it. People will see it and love your God. Can you say amen to that? Put your two hands on your head and shout, I am blessed. I am highly favored. Amen. God be with you.